愿大家平安。
Peace to you all.
今天晚上我们要一起来学习的题目是基督徒的优先顺序。
The topic for our mutual learning tonight is the priorities of the Christian life.
什么叫优先顺序？
What are priorities?
人生要有做很多的事情。
In life, there are many things that we ought to do.
但是你有生命是有限的。
However, there are boundaries and limits to our lives.
时间也有限。
Same with our time.
金钱也有限。
Same with our wealth.
那你不可能做每一件事情。
We cannot possibly do every single thing.
所以为了要达到目的，我们要把重要的事情先放在第一位。
Therefore, in order to achieve our goals, we have to put some of the more important things in priority.
比较次要的，我们就把它放下面。
And the things of lesser priority, we will not take as much precedence.
我们常常听有人说啊，没有时间做某一件事情。
We often hear people say, "I don't have time to do this and that."
因为他很忙。
Because they're busy.
其实啊，每一个人都忙。
But in reality, we are all busy.
啊，下一个 slide 告诉我们，也没有一个人是太忙不可以做每一件事情。
However, as this slide tells us, there's nothing that we are too busy for, really.
Nobody is too busy.
Nobody is too busy.
为什么有一些人可以抽时间做出这件事情？
So why is it that some people can take time to do things?
因为他把它放在优先顺序的很高的地方。
It's because they are putting these things in priority.
比如说运动，大家都知道运动很重要。
For example, sports and exercise. Many people know that exercise is important.
但是大部分人都没运动。
However, many people do not exercise.
也是疫情当中啊，大家都越吃越胖。
And especially during the pandemic, it seems like we're all eating quite well.
但是为什么有人就可以运动？
And we may be gaining weight, but how about some people? How come they're able to exercise?
为什么他有时间运动？
How come they have the time to do so?
因为他觉得很重要，所以他放在优先顺序的很高的地方。
It's because they consider exercise very important, therefore they put it in further priority.
那每一个人看事情啊，不太一样。
The way that everybody looks at certain things is through a different perspective.
对你来说，什么事情是最重要呢？
So for you, what things are the most important?
可能你已经有一个先后顺序的排列，每个人都不一样。
Maybe in your mind there is a slightly different order of how you prioritize things.
但是基督徒是跟世上的人不一样。
However, Christians, we are different from the people of the world.
我们会得到不一样的福气。
We receive different blessings.
我们以后要去的地方也不一样。
And our destination for the future is also different.
所以我们有跟世界人不太一样的优先顺序。
And this is why our priorities also have a different order than people of the world.
这个优先顺序就是写在马太福音六章的三十三节。
And this priority is written in the Bible in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
马太福音六章的三十三节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
请读。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
这里告诉我们一个基督徒的优先顺序。
Here it tells us the priorities of a Christian.
如果你想要得到神的祝福，
If you want to receive the blessings of God,
也想要得到喜乐的人生，
And you also want to receive a joyful life,
你也想要得到神在一切事情上面给你平安喜乐，
And you also want to receive the blessings and joy in all things,
你要记住这个优先的次序。
Then we ought to remember this priority sequence.
第一，就是要把神放在优先顺序的第一位。
First, we put God in the priority of priorities.
其他的再慢慢的来排。
The rest of everything else we can order as we see.
有人说了，为什么要把神放在最重要的优先顺序？
Some people may ask, why is it that we have to put God first?
因为如果你把神放在最后面，
And this is because if we put God last,
你就没有时间把神把时间放在神身上。
Then we will have no time to put on God.
神是最伟大的。
God is the greatest.
也是主宰你人生一切的结果的。
He is also the ruler of the results and the conclusions of your life.
但是我们常常听很多人说，我们没有时间花在信仰上，没有时间去教会。
But we often hear how people say, "I have no time to put on my faith, no time to go to church."
曾经有一个老师叫做一个这样的 demonstration， 一个显这个展示。
There was a teacher who did this demonstration once.
告诉一个人先后顺序的重要。
And the demonstration was to tell the importance of your priority sequence.
他就给大家看到有一个玻璃瓶。
The teacher showed everyone a glass vessel.
下一页了已经。 然后给他们三种不同的石头。
And they gave three different kind of substances.
啊，第一种呢是比较大的石头。
First, the rocks are large like pebbles.
第二种呢就是比较碎的石头。
Second are like gravel, smaller stones.
第三种呢就是沙。
And the third is sand.
他就问学生了，有什么办法可以把所有的这三种东西都塞在这个小小的？
And the teacher asked his students, what kind of method would you use in order to fit all three kinds of rocks into this small glass vessel?
那些学生就开始，很简单哦，那沙我们就先倒进去。
And then the students say, well, that's easy, we'll just put the sand in first.
已经下一页了，再来放一些中型的石头。
And then we'll put the smaller, we'll put the medium-sized rocks.
哎，最后呢？ 再放大的石头进去。
And then we'll put the big rocks on top.
后来发觉大的石头进不去。
And then they tried this and realized that they couldn't fit the larger rocks.
不够位置。
There's not enough space.
啊，老师这个时候就叫他们了。
And then the teacher stepped in at this point.
如果你把小的东西先放进去，到最后大的东西你就没位置放。
The teacher said that if you put the small things in first, then you will have no space for the larger items last.
所以你要做相反的事。
So you have to go in the reverse order.
首先你要把大的东西放进去。
First, you have to put the largest stones in there.
啊，再来你要把比较小的石头再放进去。
And then you put the medium-sized stones.
啊，然后最后把那些细小的沙也填进去。
And then in your last step, you fill in the spaces with the sand.
啊，那最后的这个沙把你们里面的空隙所有都填满。
And the sand can easily go in between all the crevices left behind by the larger rocks.
所以竟然呢，三样东西都能够进去了。
And through this strategy, all three can fit in that glass vial.
我相信大家应该听过这个故事。
I believe that some of you may have heard of this analogy before.
当然，这个不单只是告诉我们世界上的优先顺序。
Now this doesn't only tell us the priorities of our worldly life.
作为基督徒，我们知道什么对我们来说是一个最大的石头。
As Christians, we know what are our biggest stones.
最大的这块石头就是我们的神啊。
The biggest stone of all is our God.
他是我们的主宰。
He is our ruler.
生命的维持者。
He is the sustainer of our lives.
也是福气的泉源。
And also the authority of our grace and blessing.
但是他是看不见的。
However, we cannot see him.
因为看不见，所以往往我们把它放在很后面，觉得啊有时间我们才想起神。
It's because we cannot physically see him that sometimes we put him to the back of our mind and we only think of him when we have time.
每天把自己忙得头晕脑胀。
Every day we are busying ourselves so much that we feel faint with how much we're doing.
到了最后很累了，想来找神了，结果没时间，没体力，没精神。
And by the end of the day, when you're absolutely exhausted, you're thinking maybe I should find God, but you're too tired to do so.
啊，如果你很满意这种的生活，那也没有人可以改变你。
If you are satisfied with this kind of life, then to be honest, nobody can change you.
但是如果你有点不满意。
However, if you feel some discontentment,
我信主为什么得不到福气？
Why is it that when I believe in God, I am still not receiving blessings?
我为什么把自己搞得那么累？
Why am I so tired all the time?
那你就要重新调整你的优先的顺序。
Then it may be that you have to adjust your life, adjust your priorities.
那正确的优先顺序应该是什么？
Then what is the correct priorities in a Christian life?
来看创世纪二十六章二十五节。
Let's take a look at Genesis.
创世纪二十六章的二十五节。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 25。这么多。
创世纪二十六章二十五节。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 25. And Isaac built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. Then he pitched his tent, and there his servants dug a well.
这里圣经记载啊，有一个神很喜欢的人叫做以撒。
The Bible records a man who took favor by the Lord, whose name is Isaac.
他的生活也遇到一些困难。
He encountered some challenges in his life.
但是他有一个体验。
However, he has this one experience.
无论搬到哪里，做什么事情。
No matter where he moves, whatever he does.
他只要按着这个顺序去做。
As long as he does things according to this priority.
去哪里都会顺利。
He will be successful no matter where he goes.
所有的困难都可以解决。
All trials, all tribulations will be resolved.
因为只要按照这个顺序，他就不是靠自己一个人。
Because as long as he conducts himself to this order, then he is not working on his own.
有一个全宇宙最大的力量来帮助他。
He has the greatest power in the universe to be his aid.
这三个优先顺序，就是第一，他要去哪里都要先筑一座坛。
And the order is, no matter where he goes, he will first build an altar.
第二个次序就是要盖一个帐幕。
The second is to pitch his tent.
第三才是来挖一口水井。
The third then is to dig a well.
这三个优先顺序，我们可以把它解释成为把神放第一位。
These three things in this order, we can interpret it as putting God first.
把家庭放第二位,
and put your family second.
再把工作放在最后一位,
and then your work is third.
这个次序呢, 往往啊, 很多人呢, 把它颠倒,
however, this order, we often reverse it.
尤其是亚洲人, 很努力工作, 很努力赚钱,
especially I find that in the Asian demographic, we prioritize work.
亚洲人呢, 赚钱最重要, 工作加班最重要,
for the Asian peoples, earning money and working hard, we see it as priority.
有钱呢, 哇, 带回家,
and when we are gathering money, that we bring it all home.
再来, 有时间才去教会,
and then the leftover time, we then go to church.
啊, 这种的观念呢, 这个次序呢, 就得不到神祝福。
This kind of order sequence is hard to receive God's blessing.
你要把神放第一位,
we have to put God first.
家庭第二位,
family second.
工作第三位,
and work third.
好, 那为什么要把神放第一位?
So why is it that we have to put God first?
因为刚刚我们马太福音里面读过了。
Because just like what we read in Matthew chapter 6,
神耶稣已经给我们一个应许啊,
God has given us a promise.
你先求神的果神的义,
when we first seek his kingdom and his righteousness,
神就把你需要的吃喝所有的东西都会加给你啊,
then God will give all that you need, what you need to eat or drink, all of it will be given to you.
这是神定的次序,
this is the order that's designated by God.
你相不相信?
Do you believe this?
如果你不相信, 你靠自己,
if you do not believe this and you rely on yourself,
你就得不到这个福气,
then it's hard to receive, you cannot receive this grace.
你相信的这个应许,
if you believe this promise,
你把最重要的神放在你生命当中最重要的地方,
then you put the most important God in the first place in your life,
那神肯定就会祝福你,
then of course God will bless you.
神的祝福包括了家庭跟事业,
and God's blessing will encompass your family and your work.
但是更重要的祝福是你里面的平安跟喜乐。
But the most important, this blessing will reach to your heart to give you peace and joy.
让我们来看以撒他自己怎么样来把神放第一位。
So let's take a look at the example of Isaac, how he put God first.
好，我们看创世纪的26章。
Let's go to Genesis chapter 26,
1到3节,
verses 1-3.
创世纪26章的1到3节,
Genesis chapter 26, verses 1-3. Verse 1, now there was a famine in the land. Besides the earlier famine of Abraham's time, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Verse 2, the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live. Verse 3, stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham.
这里记载以撒他生活上面遇到很大的困难。
Here it records how Isaac he encounters some great difficulties in his life.
以撒是做什么工作呢?
What's Isaac's job?
他是牧羊人，游牧民族。
He's a shepherd. He is of the nomadic people.
哪里有草，他就搬去哪里。
He's supposed to move where there's grass.
草吃完了啊，他带他的羊啊去别的地方。
When the pasture is gone, he's supposed to take his flock to somewhere else.
有点像我们今天。
It's kind of like what we do now.
哪里有工作，我们就搬到哪里。
We move to where there are jobs.
虽然我们不是牧羊的，但是我们也是在找生活。
Even though we are not the shepherding people, however, we are still finding a way to provide for our daily living.
比如说你温哥华找不到工作了，那你可能想办法，哎呀，别的城市有工作，你还是要去。
For example, if you are having trouble finding work in Vancouver, then you will start looking at other cities to see where else will there be employment.
当时在这个迦南地，哇，大饥荒。
At that time in the land of Canaan, there was a great famine.
很久没下雨。
There hasn't been rain in so long.
可以说地上没有几根草啊，寸草不生啊。
You can say that the land was becoming completely bare, not a single strand of grass.
啊，他的牛羊没有草吃，就越来越瘦。
His cattle, his sheep, his flock, they're getting skinnier by the day because there's no food.
每天看到他的羊, 的牛一只一只的死。
Every day he's looking at his flock and his numbers are decreasing as they die one by one.
大概这个牛羊死光之后，就换他们死了。
And after his flock dies, then it will be their turn to die.
所以伊撒还是动脑筋呢。
So Isaac began to think.
怎么办
？What should I do？
哎呀，他想起他老爸以前有问题，那个饥荒的时候，他跑到埃及去。
And he suddenly remembered that his father, whenever he experienced something similar, when there's a famine, he went down to Egypt.
他记得老爸在那边，哇，还得到不少的东西。
And he recalled that his father gained a lot of prosperity when he was in Egypt.
对，他也想学爸爸，有样学样。
So he had a thought that maybe I should be like my father.
这是他爸爸亚伯拉罕去埃及不是神的旨意。
But we have to remember that when Abraham went down to Egypt, it was not God's will.
在埃及啊，差点老婆被人家抢走。
When he went down to Egypt, in fact, his wife was almost taken away from him.
不是神保守啊，命都没有啊。
And if it wasn't for God's keeping, he would have died there as well.
但是以撒对这个东西不是很清楚。
However, Isaac, he wasn't clear on these details.
已经准备了啊，我们就搬到埃及去。
So he started making preparations to move down to Egypt.
但是神就跟他显现。
However, God appeared to him.
你不要下埃及去。
The Lord said, "Do not go down to Egypt."
要住在我所指示你的这个地方啊。
But instead, you ought to live in the land where I told you to live.
我们看看这个命令。
Let's take a look at this instruction.
这个命令听起来好不人道，也没有理智。
This command it seems almost inhumane and illogical.
没有理由，人家这边都找不到生活了，还不给人家走啊？
Really, there's no reason for them to stay here because there's no way to provide for their livelihood.
但是神有神的时候，神有神的计划。
However, God has His time and His plan.
其实啊，为什么神会让以撒看到这个饥荒
？So why is it that God showed Isaac this famine?
因为神要考验他的信心。
Because God was testing his faith.
顺顺利利才听话的，这个不叫信心。
And if you're able to be in prosperity and follow God's command, then that's not really faith.
当你遇到困难的时候，还在听神的话，这个才叫信心。
If you're encountering tribulation and still following God's command, then this is true faith.
你明白神的话才去听，这个不是信心。
If you completely understand God's instruction and you follow it, this is not faith.
你不明白神的话还是听，这个才叫信心。
Even though you have trouble comprehending God's instruction, but you still follow them, this is faith.
神说你留下来这个地方，我在这边祝福你。
God said, "Stay here, and I will bless you."
我们听这个故事的时候，有时候就很简单，因为我们知道后面的结果。
When we listen to the story, then we feel like it's a piece of cake because we know how it ends.
不会觉得有什么挣扎。
We don't feel like there's a lot of struggle.
但是你看这个图片，你就有挣扎。
However, when you look at this, There's a picture you see, you can feel more of the struggle.
右边呢，就是那个饥荒啊，没下雨一两年的这个地干的这个样子，没有草。
The photo on the right, it depicts what the land looks like after a period of no rain.
啊，左边的那个图呢，就是埃及的样子。今天埃及也是那么漂亮。
The photos on the right, it depicts Egypt, and even today, Egypt is a beautiful place.
又有尼罗河，所以没下雨也不怕没有水。
Because there's the Nile River, so it doesn't matter if there hasn't been rain, there will be water supply.
那个尼罗河三角洲啊，全世界最肥沃的地方之一。
And also the delta of the Nile River, it's one of the most fertile lands in the world.
还有埃及啊，文明也很发达。
Also, Egypt, it was ahead of its time in civilization.
在亚伯拉罕那个时候，埃及就等于现在美国、英国啊这种。西方国家。
For comparison, Egypt at that time is equivalent to the U.S. or England of modern times.
什么都有。
They have everything.
去那边生活不会有问题。
And if you go to live there, then you will not worry about your daily life.
神叫你留在右边，那个干旱的土地。
Yet God instructs you to stay in the picture on the right, where the land is dry and cracked.
不可以去左边，埃及地。
You cannot go to the photo on the left, Egypt.
请问你心中有没有挣扎？
I want to ask you now, do you have struggle in your heart?
我刚换是我一定很挣扎，晚上睡不着。
I can say that for me, I will probably lose sleep over this and struggle.
为什么不给我下去？
Why is it that you won't let me go there?
我留在这边有什么前途？
If I stay here, what future is there for me?
但是神就要考验他的信心。
However, God is testing his faith.
因为留在迦南地对他们的信仰非常的重要。
Because staying in the land of Canaan was vastly important for their faith.
然后在这边，我们他们都要建立信仰。
When we stay here, we're going to build up our faith.
如果你搬到埃及去，可能就被人家同化。
And if you move to Egypt, then perhaps you will be assimilated into the cultures there.
时间还没有到, 他们不可以这样下埃及。
Time has not arrived, therefore you cannot go to Egypt.
现在他们一个一家人这样子，一定要留在迦南地。
Right now, for this family, they must stay in the land of Canaan.
所以这个是为了要保留信仰。
This instruction is to preserve their faith.
也是要考验他们的信心的。
And is also to test their trust.
弟兄姐妹，有时候我们遇到生活一些艰难的时候，要做一些艰难的决定。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes when we encounter tribulations in our lives, we have to make some really difficult choices.
有时候啊，事业，哎呀，遇到困难。
At times, it may be your career, you encounter challenges.
你工作真的很忙。
You feel like you're so busy at your job.
你可能是为了工作，有时候牺牲了信仰的时间。
Or perhaps because of your work, you are sacrificing time used to pursue your faith.
或者是你想说暂时我要把家庭啊，我要把工作啊放比较重要。
Or you might even think to yourself, it's temporary. Temporarily, I will prioritize my work or my family.
其实神在考验你。
But in reality, God is testing you.
对他有没有信心？
Whether you have faith toward Him.
以撒他把神放第一位。
Isaac, he put God first.
好，既然神这样子跟我讲。
So if God is telling me this,
那我就听神的话,
then I will listen to him.
这个就是把神放第一位啊,
this is an example of putting God first.
所以他真的就没有下埃及去了,
and truly he did not go down to Egypt.
这个就是在困境当中的顺服,
this is abidance and obedience within tribulation.
结果神就祝福他,
then God ended up blessing him.
我们看26章的12节。
Let's take a look at chapter 26, verse 12.
26章12节。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Verse 12 says, Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him.
13节。
Verse 13, the man became rich, and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy.
你看，我读这个时候，我真的觉得太神奇了。
When I read this passage, I think how miraculous.
以撒在这个时候开始改行啊，种田。
Isaac, he changed careers, so to speak. He became a farmer.
他是游牧民族。
He is a nomadic person.
完全没有种田的经验。
He has no experience in agriculture.
但是现在，哎呀，跑来跑去找不到草。
However, no matter where he goes, there's no pasture for his flock to graze.
随便找个地方，哎呀，看试试看嘛，种种田看看。
Then so he found a random place and he tried his go at farming.
没有经验。
There's no experience.
没有人帮助他。
There's not really a lot of help.
那结果他这样子种下去，随便种都会有100倍的收成。
Yet he planted his crops and the same year he reaped 100-fold.
然后呢，成为大富户。
And he suddenly became very, very wealthy.
连那个当地人，非利士人都嫉妒他。
Even the locals, the Philistines, they greatly envied him.
这个人是没有办法解释的。
This kind of harvest, nobody can explain.
啊，有时候神的祝福就很简单。
Sometimes God's blessing is so simple.
你自己拼命搞啊，达不到，拿不到什么东西。
You work so hard, yet your harvest is very little.
我们有见证啊，同样是种田的。
And there have been testimonies that the same farmer, for example, our brothers and sisters in Africa, a lot of them are subsistence farmers.
同样的种玉米,
they're all growing corn.
诶，神祝福我们的教会的信徒。
And God blessed our brothers and sisters.
这是隔一块田，我们这个收成就特别好。
The fields are literally side by side, yet their harvest is especially good.
邻居看到，怎么会你们那个田特别肥呀？特别收割的多啊！
The neighbor saw this and said, "You know, is your land extra fertile? How come your harvest is so much more than mine?"
我们也有信徒是开店的。
And other, we have also members there who open stores.
别人的店刚刚也开在旁边，卖是一样的东西。
They have the same convenience store right beside them. They're selling practically the same things.
但是客人就是喜欢来我们弟兄姐妹那边。
Yet the customers, they seem to prefer the store of our brothers and sisters.
就是你没有办法解释。
There's not really anything to explain it.
只有一句话，这神要祝福你，非常容易。
And there's only one thing to say, which is that if God wants to bless you, then He will do it simply just that.
你都不知道为什么会那么成功，为什么那么他们喜欢我们。
You don't even know why it's so successful, why the customers like your store so much.
其实有原因的啦。
But in reality, there is a reason.
这个原因就是因为你把神放第一位。
The reason is that you have put God first.
神讲什么，你去做。
God tells you an instruction, and you go and abide by it.
譬如说要守安息日。
For example, abiding by the Sabbath day.
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible was very clear in this.
礼拜六就是安息日。
Saturday is Sabbath day.
你相信神的话，神在那天要祝福你，看你信不信得下去。
Whether you believe in this word, God will be watching you to see whether you put it in action.
有一些人呢，虽然说知道，但是信不下去。
Some people know it conceptually, but they don't really have faith all the way.
礼拜六是我最忙的时候啊。
Saturday is the day that I am the busiest.
尤其是某一些行业，比如说餐馆。
For example, in certain industries such as the restaurant business.
你在礼拜六不开门，怎么赚钱？
If I'm not open on Saturdays, how do I even earn any money?
但是神的话是不会改变的。
However, God's word will not change.
也不会因为你做某一个行业就不成就。
And he will not just because you're in a certain industry make acceptance in his word.
我去年去南美洲的时候。
Last year when I went to South America.
去访问一个弟兄开的一个餐厅。
I was visiting a restaurant opened by one of our brothers.
他跟我做见证。
He testified to me.
我问他说：“你这个店现在生意怎么样？刚开的。”
I asked him, "Oh, you just opened your restaurant. How is business going?"
我说：“生意啊，感谢主啊。”
And he said, "Really, thank the Lord."
那个国家其实经济很差。
That country, the economy is not so great.
那个钱一直贬值。
The money it keeps losing value.
做生意很难。
So doing business is quite difficult.
但是他还想说在那边开一个小餐厅。
However, he still wanted to open a small restaurant.
但是他开之前就已经有一个立志。
Before he opened his business, he made a promise.
无论我开在哪里。
He promised that no matter where I open this business,
或者是卖什么吃的,
or no matter what cuisine I am selling,
我一定要坚持礼拜六我绝对不开店。
I will definitely close my store on Saturday and not run my business on the Sabbath.
他一开始就跟太太说有这个立志。
In the very beginning, he told this decision to his wife.
他太太也支持他。
And his wife supported him.
但是问题来了，你要找一个店，那很难。
Then the first challenge arose is that finding a storefront was difficult.
还有要卖一种东西吃的，礼拜六不开很难。
Also, if you're selling food and you're not open on Saturdays, it's even more difficult.
但是他已经立志了，我不管怎么样，我要把神放第一位。
However, he has already reserved this decision.
因为神是最重要。
Because God is the most important.
拜神最重要，其他可以慢慢排开。
Worshipping God is the most important. The other things I'll sort it out.
如果找不到这种机会，我就不开。
If I cannot find an opportunity that allows me to worship God, then I will not open a business at all.
我开下去一定要安息日一定要关店。
If I do open a business, then definitely I need to be able to shut it down on Saturday.
感谢神啊，他有这种心智啊，神在带领他。
I thank the Lord that because he had this kind of heart, God really guided him.
找到一个很合适的店面。
He found a very appropriate storefront.
小小的。
It's quite small.
他也不做桌子放那边吃，他就做那个外卖。
And he did not have any tables for sit-down meals, but he did a lot of takeout.
他也不会煮。
He doesn't really know how to cook.
神安排他遇到好的厨师来教他，他说：“好，我免费教你煮。”
Yet by God's grace, God arranged for him to meet a very good chef who taught him how to cook.
所以安排他请到一批不错的员工。
And he also received God's grace in that he found very good employees.
员工也很开心，因为这种工作很奇怪，礼拜六不用上班，哪有餐馆礼拜六不用上班。
And the employees, they were actually quite happy because they don't have to work on Saturday. And which other restaurant job does not require you to work on Saturday?
这个弟兄礼拜六真的把这个店就关起来。
So in truth, abiding by his promise, this brother really shut down his business on all Saturdays.
他那个不信主的、没信主的亲戚啊，就骂他。你这是头脑有问题。
He had some extended family who were not believers, and they actually rebuked him for being foolish. How can you do this to your business?
礼拜六生意最好，你不开门，你怎么赚钱
？Saturday is the day where you will make the most money. How can you close down your business?
信那些吃的那些客人来了，不开门了，很生气啊，你会得罪他们。
And also, if the customers show up on a Saturday and you're not open, they'll be very angry. And how can you still make business with them after that?
他说我不管，我不开就不开。
And he said, "Well, it doesn't really matter. I don't care."
礼拜天再开。
I'm not open, so I'm not open. I'll open on a Sunday.
哎，结果很奇妙，很奇妙。
And very strange and miraculous.
过了几个月。
After a few months.
他说看看他的账。
He was going through his accounts.
哎，真的，神帮助我没有缺少，我这个开了够营业额，够发薪水给员工，也够自己的 那份薪水。
He realized that he was lacking nothing, that the money that his business brought in, it was enough to sustain his storefront, to pay his employees, and to continue his livelihood.
神真的很奇妙了。
And God was miraculous.
因为神让他开的那个地方啊，做那个 office 的上班族的人比较多啊，礼拜一到礼拜五生意就够了。
Because very interestingly, the place that he was opening his business, most of his customers were workers who work Monday to Friday.
这个就是主的安排啊。
This is the great arrangement of God.
所以神帮助以撒也是这样。
In the same way, God helped Isaac.
甚至啊，神帮助到克服了困难。
And even more than that, God helped him to overcome many difficulties.
我们看这个十八节到十九节。
Let's take a look at verses 18 to 19.
26章18十九节。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 18. Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham, which the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died. He gave them the same names his father had given them. Verse 19. Isaac's servants dug in the valley and discovered a well of fresh water there.
这里说啊，以撒他顺利的也会遇到一些困难。
Here it describes that as smooth as Isaac's journey had been, he also encountered challenges.
因为当地的非利士人呢，看到以撒那么赚钱，眼红啊。
Because the local Philistines, seeing Isaac had such a great harvest, they started to be jealous.
哇，把那些以撒那些井啊，全部塞住。
They stopped. They covered all of his wells.
塞住你的井，就等于要你的命，因为没水喝。
Stopping a well is basically like is basically like threatening your life because you'll have no water to drink.
有时候我们遇到生活上一些困难，自己真的是解决不了。
At times when we encounter difficulties in our life, we really have no power to resolve them.
但是呢，神的帮助以撒解决这些物质生活上的问题。
However, God helped Isaac to solve these material realistic difficulties.
啊，那他是很容易的就把那些井就再挖出来。
And very easily he opened new wells.
啊，神祝福他，很简单。
God blessed him, as simple as that.
所以啊，他到最后就把这个地方改名字。
So he changed the name of this place.
22节。
Verse 22. Verse 22, he said, he moved on from there and dug another well, and no one quarreled over it. He named it Rehoboth, saying, now the Lord has given us room and we will flourish in the land.
把神放第一位的好处就是神帮你解决问题。
The benefit of putting God first is that God will help you problem solve.
那些非利士人把井塞住。
The Philistines, they stopped over his wells.
那以撒没办法，要搬到地方去，随便再挖，结果一挖又有。
And Isaac, he didn't really have a choice, so he had to move and he dug another well, and thank God there was water here.
别人把那个井抢走了，那他好了，那我就退让了，去别的地方挖，结果一挖又有。
When someone took his well, then he turned the other cheek and he backed up and he said, fine, I'll leave. And when he moved, he easily found another well.
几千年前啊，没有机器，没有探测，没有转，不知道哪里有水。
Thousands of years ago, there's no maps, there's no machinery. You really don't know where you'll have a well.
但是呢，以撒就每一次挖，他的仆人就找到水。
Yet, in some way, the Isaac's servants, every time they tried to dig, they found water and they were able to dig a well.
所以太奇妙了。
It's so miraculous.
你把神放第一位，神就有责任去帮你解决问题。
Putting God first, then God has the responsibility of blessing you and helping you overcome challenges.
因为神的应许已经开出去了，他不能不帮你啊！你把他放第一位。
Because God's promise has already been made, and you have already put Him first place in your life.
所以你看，有神同在多好。
So you see how great it is to have the abidance of God.
有神同在不一定代表说你可以当首富，赚很多钱，或者别人很羡慕你，不是这个意思。
Putting God first, it doesn't mean that you'll become the king of some place or the wealthiest man of all the countries. It does not necessarily mean that.
神的祝福你就是你不会缺乏。
But God's blessing will mean that you will always be lacking nothing.
你需要水，有水喝。
When you need water, you will be given that.
需要一个瓦遮头，有地方睡，你可以有地方睡。
You need a shelter, then you will be given that.
你被人家欺负，你不会没有路走。
You have been oppressed by people, then you will not be left without a way out.
所以到最后，以撒就给这个地方改名叫利和伯。
So later on, Isaac renamed the well Rehoboth.
就是越来越宽的意思。
Which means wider and wider.
有一些人的路就是越走越宽。
Some people, when they walk on their journey, they have more and more room.
虽然景气不好。
Even though maybe the situation is not the greatest.
虽然竞争很大。
Even though there's a lot of competition.
虽然工作很困难。
Even though their work is difficult.
哎，但是神就一直给他开路啊。
Yet God is making room again and again and keep opening doors for them.
因为神与他同在。
Because God is with them.
因为他把神放第一位。
Because they put God first.
另外一种人呢，就路就越走越窄。
The other kind of person, their way seems to be shrinking as they go on.
表面好像很顺利，其实他没有那么顺利。
Even though on the surface they may be shiny and they may be successful.
烦恼很多。
But in reality, they're not having a great time and they have a lot of anxiety.
这里赚了，那里就亏掉了。
And they might be earning money here but losing money there.
一堆问题一直压下来。
They are burdened by a whole bunch of issues on their shoulders.
这个路你自己可以选的，你要不要利和伯，你自己选。
This path you can choose for yourself, whether you want Rehoboth or not, you can choose.
所以以撒知道这个神的重要。
Isaac knows the importance of God.
二十五节
，verse 25，
就是我们刚刚读过的。以撒去到哪里啊？无论哪里搬家，第一件事情先筑一柱坛。
As we mentioned before in verse 25, it says, Isaac built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. This is always the first thing he did wherever he went.
很奇妙啊，去哪里先筑一柱坛。
How miraculous! Everywhere he went, the first thing he did was to set up an altar.
我问大家，我们在加拿大啊，夏天快结束了，大概应该都有去 camping 的这个露营的这个经历啊。
I want to ask everyone, you know, summer is getting to an end, but some of you have been camping.
那露营啊，哇，你开了很远的车，一堆东西在车上，好了，停好车，你第一件事情做什么？
Camping is basically driving a long distance with a whole bunch of things in your car. When you get to your campsite, what do you do first?
你一定想说，哇，那赶紧的把这个帐篷要搭起来嘛。
And you say, well, of course, I will pitch my tent first.
啊，然后呢就要开始煮饭了嘛。
And then I'll cook a meal.
啊，再来 sleeping bag 放好了，等晚上睡觉啊。
And then I'll make my bed, lay the sleeping bag out so I can sleep later.
以撒以前的天天就是过帐篷的生活。
Isaac, he basically had a life of camping every day.
但是他到一个地方啊，不是先搭帐篷。
However, everywhere he went, the first thing he did was not to pitch his tent.
他竟然是先祷告。以今天我们的说法，就是先祷告，先敬拜，先把神的注意力先奉献给他。
But instead, he prayed first. So, in modern times, it's the equivalent of worshiping God, kneeling down to pray and giving God attention first.
租坛很麻烦呢。
Building an altar is actually quite complicated.
不是像我们今天跪下来祷告这样而已。
It's not as simple as us kneeling down to pray.
第一柱坛你要去找一堆石头。
First, building an altar, you have to find a bunch of rocks.
哇，搬了半天了。
And you have to spend a long time carrying it to one place.
你要砍柴。
And then you have to chop firewood.
啊，把柴也放在上面。
And then put the firewood on top of the rocks.
再来抓一只羊。
And then you have to get a lamb.
要剥皮，要切片，要挖内脏，搞了半天。
You have to slaughter it. You have to skin it. You have to take the organs out, and you have to slice it.
到最后你们烧在上面，烧给神。
And then the end, you have to put the sliced lamb on the wood, on the rocks, to burn it as a sacrifice for God.
以前的人拜神就是要筑坛献祭。
The people of the ancient times, this is how they worship gods. This is how they worship God is when they set up an altar to burn a sacrifice.
不要说花钱了。光是那个时间呢，我看了你手脚慢了，一个人弄了，没有三四个钟头啊，你都没有办法献一只羊。
Not to mention the financial resources going into this, but just the sheer time and labor of slaughtering a lamb. Without 3 or 4 hours, you probably won't be able to finish.
又花钱又花时间。
So it's costly for money and for time.
那为什么他会这样做
？So why would he do this then?
这是他对神的心啊。
This is his heart toward God.
他说我去哪里哦？第一件事情不是搭帐篷，不是煮饭给自己吃。
No matter where he went, the first thing he did is not to pitch a tent or to cook a meal for myself to enjoy.
我去到哪里，第一件事情要先拜神。
No matter where I go, the first thing I do is to worship God.
我把神放我生命当中的第一位。
To put God first place in my life.
先把这个事情处理好了，其他事情慢慢来。
First, I will sort this matter out, and then the other things I will do later.
因为我住在这里， 如果不是神与我同在，早就被人家欺负了。
Because this is where I will live now, and if God is not abiding with me, then everybody can oppress me.
我做的事情得不到神的祝福，我就白做了。
The things I do, if they're not blessed by God, then it's like I'm doing them in vain.
没有神保护我，人保护也没有用。
If God does not protect me, then who else can?
这个道理啊，有时候真的是要自己悟出来。
These concepts sometimes you have to learn by realizing it yourself.
最重要不是你自己。
The most important thing is not you yourself.
是神有没有祝福你。
It's whether God has blessed you.
但是有一些人用一辈子啊，都搞不清楚这个重要性。
Yet some people they spend an entire lifetime and they still do not understand this.
但是呢，以撒这个人呢，虽然没有说他特别聪明、特别反应快，但是圣经说他这个事情他搞对了。
And Isaac, he may not be the most intelligent and the most fast-reacting person. However, the Bible records that this one thing he did right.
你真的不需要比别人聪明。
You really don't have to be more intelligent than others.
这个世界聪明的人太多了。
There are so many intelligent people in this world.
你要比别人蒙福。
You have to be more blessed than others.
怎么让我们比别人蒙福？
Then how do we get to that?
把神抓得比别人紧啊！
We have to grasp onto God tighter than the person next to you.
别人是没有神啊，才去自己靠自己，才去抓世界。
Because when you look at it this way, those people who rely on themselves so hard is because they do not have a God to grasp.
啊，你是有信仰的人，有神的人，你还要靠自己，还要抓世界？
You are someone with a God. You are someone with a faith. So why are you trying so hard?
哎呀，这个是最笨的。
This is not a very smart thing to do.
最聪明的笨蛋就是靠自己。
We can say that the most foolish intellect is someone who relies solely on themselves.
最聪明的笨蛋还是笨蛋吗？
The most intelligent foolish man is still a foolish man.
啊，以撒呢，头脑一般一般，但是会靠神。
Isaac, to be honest, he was of average intelligence, but this he knew.
所以这个事情他就做对了。
This thing he did right.
做对的时候，神就祝福他。
When he did this thing right, then God blessed him.
好，那我们今天也是一样。
The same thing with us today.
那你有没有把神放第一位呢？问自己几个问题。
You can ask yourself, have I put God first today?
好，自己试试看，问问看啊。
You can try asking yourself.
第一，早上你出门之前。
First, before you leave your house in the morning.
你是睡到最后一秒钟，然后随便啃个面包就冲出去呢，还是你会牺牲15分钟睡眠起来祷告一下？
Do you set your alarm to the last minute, hit snooze, roll out of bed, munch on some toast, and get out the door, or do you sacrifice 15 minutes of sleep so you can pray?
你把祷告放一天的开始，最重要的一件事情。
Do you consider praying the first thing in the morning, an important matter?
那神呢，就会在一天里面的带领你。
Then through this, God will guide you throughout your entire day.
你不要把那个时间呢都用到最近了，晚上很累的时候才随便跪下来祷告一分钟啊。
Then, or rather, do you use your most exhausted minutes of your day when you're about to fall asleep late at night to pray?
有没有一起床把跟神讲话、与神交通比一切东西还重要？
Or is it that the first thing you wake up is to have a conversation with God, considering it the most important thing above all?
但是很可惜，今天大部分的基督徒起床第一件事情做什么？
I can say that regrettably, most Christians, the first thing they get up in the morning
不是跟耶稣讲话，
is not to have a conversation with Jesus.
是跟世界讲话，
is to have a conversation with the world.
看看有什么讯息，
to see if there's any news.
看看什么新闻，
to see if there's any current events.
躺在床上滑手机，滑一个滑个15分钟。
And lying on your bed, scrolling through your phone for at least 15 minutes or so.
你都没有把神放第一位，神怎么祝福你？
You did not put God first, so how can He bless you?
好，再来第二个，问自己。
And another question to
you. 安息日你在忙什么？
Sabbath day, what are you busying yourself with?
如果一个人要把神放第一位，要得到神的祝福。
If someone is to want to receive blessing from God and wanting to put God first,
他一定会好好守安息日。
Then they will properly abide by the Sabbath day.
他要把所有的俗事排开。
To put aside all secular things.
穿得整整齐齐的。
To dress themselves neatly.
就算在家里网络聚会。
Even if they're going on service at home online.
也会很准时，也会提早。
They will be early. They will be on time.
有个小朋友，我听了他的见证，真的很感动。
There was a child. I heard his testimony, and I was deeply moved.
那个时候他的还没有受洗。
At that time he was yet to be baptized.
盼期的安息日,
he was very looking forward to the Sabbath day.
哎呀,安息日若有这个儿童班,
because on Sabbath day there's the children's religious education class.
是网络的,
it's online.
但是他都准备好自己,
however, he was well prepared.
上网课之前,宗教教育之前, 他就是洗澡,洗头,换衣服,
before his class, he showered, he did his hair, he dressed himself nicely, and he sat in front of his computer all ready to go.
大妈问他说, 你干嘛? 你为什么要洗头,要洗澡,要换衣服,要出门?
And his parents were very perplexed. He said, "So, how come you showered, you got dressed, you did your hair, got all ready? Are you going somewhere?"
小朋友说,我要宗教,我要敬拜神啊,今天是这个儿童班啊。
And the child replied, "No, I have class. It's time to worship God. It's time for my religious education class."
有时候他搞错时间,那个不是礼拜六,他有时候礼拜五,突然间突然,父母说,你干嘛? 哦,上课,说,哎呀,不是了,明天只是礼拜六。
And there was even a time when he mixed up the day, so he got all ready and good to go on a Friday. And his parents asked him, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm getting ready for my class." And his mom said, "Today's Friday."
哎呀,有时候就是那个心啊,很期待。
What I'm trying to say that the important thing is your heart.
把神看得很重要。
God looks forward to this heart, and this heart is important.
你看以撒把神看得那么重要,神怎么可能不祝福他?
When Isaac put God in such priority, how can God not bless him? So God blessed him abundantly. Material blessings will pass.
他是牛啊,羊啊,那些金钱啊,
for example, the cattle, the sheep, the flock, they don't exist today. However, Isaac, throughout his entire life, he had the guidance of God. His faith was passed on to his children.
他的故事啊,
and his story has been passed on to you and I.
所以把神放第一位,
so it's important to put God first.
生命的优先的顺序,
in the priority of your life.
你做到了吗?
Have you done this?
我们来唱诗,
let's sing a hymn.
380首,
380.